Hare Krishna, reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter 15, Text Number 38. The title of the chapter is Description of Kingdom of God. Translation by Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. The sages headed by Sanaka Rishi saw that Supreme Personality of Godhead Vishnu, who was formerly visible only within their hearts in ecstatic trance, had now actually become visible to their eyes. As he came forward, accompanied by his own associates, bearing all paraphernalia, such as an umbrella and a chamara fan, the white bunches of hair moved very gently like two swans. And due to their favorable breeze, the pearls garlanding the umbrella also moved like drops of nectar falling from the white full moon or ice melting due to a gust of wind. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. In this verse, we find the word asaksha taksha vishayam. The Supreme Lord cannot be seen by ordinary eyes, but he now became visible to the eyesight of the Kumaras. Another significant word is samadhi bhagyam. Meditators who are very fortunate can see the Vishnu form of the Lord within their hearts by following the yogic process. But to see him face to face is a different matter. This is only possible for pure devotees. The Kumaras, therefore, upon seeing the Lord coming forward with his associates who were holding an umbrella and a chamara fan, were struck with wonder that they were seeing the Lord face to face. It is said in the Brahma Samhita that devotees, being elevated in love of Godhead, always see Shyam Sundar, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, within their hearts. But when they are mature, the same God is visible before them face to face. For ordinary persons, the Lord is not visible. However, when one can understand the significance of his holy name and one engages himself in the devotional service of the Lord, beginning with the tongue by chanting the and tasting prasad, then gradually the Lord reveals himself. Thus the devotee constantly sees the Lord within his heart, and in a more mature stage, one can see the Lord, same Lord, directly as we see everything else. So here, the Kumaras came to the Vaikuntha Dwara, and the Jaya Vijaya stopped them. So the Jaya Vijaya stopped them, and now there is an argument, and then the Jaya Vijaya, they saw this small boys are coming, and then they saw what is this, they are coming here, and then they just stopped them. And then the Sanaka Rishis, they got offended. How are you stopping us? Because you are in Vaikuntha, you are seeing Dwanda. Because Vaikuntha is a place where is there Dwanda. Dwanda means two, duality. Here in the material world, is always duality there. Heat and cold, this one, all there is a duality there. But Vaikuntha, there is no duality. You are seeing duality here, how come you are seeing? So they got offended. And then here, Lord, because when the Srila Prabhupada explains, this is like when a servant does some mistake, the master takes responsibility. When servant does something, so it's not normally what happens in the material world, servant does mistake, we just wash the hand. Okay, you are in office, you do some mistake, immediately you'll be kicked out. They don't take any responsibility. But if you good thing, I did this. They take the credit. Always they take the credit, and they just when need be, just use us as a doormat, and then they'll kick us out. But here the situation is different. So the servants Vijaya, they committed this again. It's in a long understanding, it's not an offense actually. It's the Lord's desire, but still from an external point of view, it is an offense. And the Jaya Vijaya. So then to protect them, Lord is personally coming. There is no need for Lord to personally come, but he is coming.
So Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Kaunteya prati janehi name bhakta pranashyati. My devotee will not be vanquished. Krishna gives his guarantee. Whatever happens, Shibram Bhavati Dharmatma, Saswasantim Nigachati, Kaunteya Prati Janehi, Name Bhakta Pranash. Whatever happens to my devotee will not be vanquished. Whatever happens. But we have to be careful. Not that, okay, oh, Krishna said, okay, I will do any nonsense and then Krishna will protect me. No, that is not the understanding. Understanding is, if there is some kind of accidental situation, this is like a apichetsu durachara, bhajadema mananyabha, sadureva samantavya, samyak vyavasitokra. So, if there is some accidental thing, that's alright. But it's not a premeditated, like a Sunday morning, 10 o'clock to 10:30, I'm going to fall down. So, like, I'll make all the plans and keep everything ready and still Krishna has to protect. No, it won't work like that. Krishna is not like our dumb master or something, all over whatever we do, Krishna. No. If there is, in performing our duty, devotional service, seva aparad, some mistake here, mistake there, then Krishna is protected. That's the whole idea. So here, in this situation, Lord Vishnu personally is coming out. He is saying in this verse, we find the word asaksha sataksha vishayam. The Supreme Lord cannot be seen by ordinary eyes. So this is the thing. Supreme Lord, he is seen, not seen by ordinary eyes. So this is today, we just keep a quiz, Bhagavatam quiz actually. So Bhagavad Gita, somewhere Krishna says, where Krishna says this? Because otherwise, you know, like one person, this person like 8:45, he will keep on speaking, then I will be sitting here. Instead, let us think, where Krishna says, is the common man, like a Supreme Lord, cannot be seen by ordinary eyes. Where Krishna says? 11th. Yeah? 11th. No, it's sloka. 11th. Krishna, so many chapters are there. Any, yeah, I know, all the acharyas are here, all the. So I was just thinking of this sloka. Krishna says, Naham prakasha sarvasya yoga maya samavritaha mudoyam napi janati mudoyam napi janati loko mam ajam avyayam. Krishna says, this Nakam Prakasha Sarvasya, I am not everyone, everybody will not know me. When Krishna was present in Mahabharata, like in the time, everybody was there. Duryodhan was there, Dhritarashtra was there, all these there, Bhishma Pitamaha, Dronacharya, all these people were there. Not how many people understood Krishna? No, not many. Because even Krishna was personally there. He performed all the pastimes. So only Bhishma Dev, Dronacharya, and other Pandavas obviously. So they understood, but others could not understand. Even Dhritarashtra understood. Actually Dhritarashtra was very intelligent also. He's not ordinary, even though he was blind, he understood. Yeah, you are Supreme Lord, you are Vasudeva, but still what can I do? Because of my attachment to my son, I can't do anything. So this is so Krishna says, Naham Prakasha Sarvasya Yoga Maya Samavrata Mudoyam Nabi Janati Lokomam Ajam Avyayam. So this is Krishna's position. So now we are trying to understand Krishna. Sometimes the people call, show me God. What qualification you have to see God? You want to show God, you can't even see your municipal councillor. You have to go through all this formality, procedure, and the under-secretary, joint secretary, all these people you have to see, to just see one municipal councillor. And you have the audacity to say, show me God. How can you show God? God is not a cheap thing that, okay, you just order God will come and dance. Yes, he will dance. He will dance. If Mother Yasoda says he will dance, Narada Muni says he will dance. But not what I dictate. So that is why, instead of seeing, that's why Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Maharaj say, instead of seeing God, I don't want to see God. Instead, you behave in such a way that God wants to see you. So that is the trick actually. We don't want to see God. We are not interested in saying, we are seeing God anyway. But we are not challenging God, come here and show me. Then only I will start putting the mala in the hand. Then only I will start chanting. No. God is there. This is like he will reveal. By performing devotional service. That is why Prabhupada mentions later also here. It says he became visible to the eyesight of the Kumaras. Another significant word is Samadhi Bhagyam. Meditators who are very fortunate can see the Vishnu form of the Lord within their hearts by following the yogic process. This is the yogic process. In the 6th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, very detailed descriptions are given how one should perform yoga. You have to go to a secluded place. Where is a secluded place? There is a sacred place. Nothing there. So you can't do this. Yogic process is very difficult actually. So this is a Sastra says, like, Yam Brahma Varunendra Rudhru Marata Stundvanti Divyaistavai Vedai Sangha Patakramo Upanishatai Dhyayanti Yam Samakaha Dhyanavastita Tadgatena Manasaha Pasyanti Yam Yogino. All the yogis, they meditate. What they meditate? Not that yogi meditate and go to sleep. No, not sleeping. Sometimes they meditate and then they don't know. Some meditation they do and then they go to sleep. Not that. Hare Krishna Prabhu. So this yogi, the yogic process is meditation. The dhyana vastira tadgatena manasaha pashyantiyam yogino. Pashyanti, they see. What they see? The Supreme Lord in the heart. That is the purpose of yoga. Yoga system is not like just to keep the body fit and so that we can engage more and more sense gratification. That is not the purpose of yoga system. That is bogus system. Not a yoga system. So this is the whole idea. The idea is how we engage. This is the yogis. The yogi's position is like a yogi sees that. But here what is happening is the same Supreme Lord personally comes to give the darshan to Kumaras, Sanat Kumaras. They are also great devotees of the Lord. And here it is saying, but to see him face to face is a different matter. So this is what Brahma Samhita, Lord Brahma says, Vedeshu Durlabham, Adurlabham, Atma Bhakto. Vedeshu Durlabham, by just studying the Vedas, Purana, Itigasa, all these things you can do. That doesn't mean that you can see God, Supreme Lord, face to face. No. Vedeshu Durlabham. Durlabham means very rare. But Adurlabham, Adurlabham means very easy. For whom? Atma Bhakto. The person who is Atma Bhakto, the person who is an unalloyed devotee, for him very easy. For him there is no difficulty. But if you just, I am only a Vedic scholar, studying all these things, all this reading, no, that is not a qualification. We can't understand Krishna by just reading the Vedics, this thing. But we have to, by Atma Bhakto, by unalloyed devotional service, then Krishna becomes revealed. So here, Srila Prabhupada said, this is only possible for pure devotees. The Kumaras, therefore, upon seeing the Lord coming forward with his associates, who are holding an umbrella and a chamara fan, were struck with wonder that they were seeing the Lord face to face. So this is like, they were struck with wonder. They are seeing, like, what is their good fortune? Like, they are able to see the Supreme Lord face to face. And then this is like even the material world, we get very ecstatic. Sometimes when we see some movie star or cinema star, some prime minister, president, and we get, oh yeah, we all want to get the autograph, all these things. What is there? After 5 years, they won't know who they are actually. And we are very fond of going behind all of them. But here the Supreme Lord, he is the master of all this creation. He is personally coming. So this is what the simplicity. He can just say, okay, no, Kumaras, from there only he can say, don't worry. No, he personally came. My servants committed an offense and then Lord is coming to set right the matter. Before the matter becomes more serious, so he comes and he is trying to help these devotees. So this is what how merciful the Lord is. The Lord is so merciful that he comes down, like he doesn't see his, oh, I am the Lord, why, how can I come and how can I ask forgiveness from this another person? No, he is saying, yes, I will come. Because my devotees in, that's why if you see repeatedly in Mahabharata, everywhere Krishna's hand, everywhere there is Krishna's hand. If Krishna is not there, like you see, all the time he is protected. Krishna is protected. Krishna protected Pandavas. Whatever there may be circumstances. So Krishna took the promise that I will not pick up weapon. He made a promise, I will not pick up weapon. Yes, that's fine. But when Arjuna was in difficulty, actually it is not a difficulty. Bhishma Dev wanted to see, because Krishna testing the devotee and the devotee is testing Krishna. This is the transcendental reciprocation. Bhishma Dev, one day he wanted to see, today I am going to fight so vigorously that I will make sure which promise for Krishna is more dear. Krishna made two promises. What is one promise? Weapon. Yeah. There is another promise. Yes, my devotee will not be vanquished. So Bhishma Dev is testing. See, you always see Krishna is testing, here Bhishma Dev is testing Krishna. Bhishma Dev wants to see which promise is more dear to Krishna. So he fought so vigorously that Arjuna is about to be killed in next few moments. And then Krishna is going to keep going, okay, you please continue. No, he immediately got angry that you are trying to kill my devotee. He just dropped everything and picked up the chariot wheel and then chasing towards Krishna, Bhishma Dev. And then Bhishma, that's good. This is what I was waiting for. So he just immediately surrendered. Yes, this is the, this is, he is a Kshatriya, he is a chivalry mode. He says, Krishna, this is the form of the Krishna I want to see when I am leaving my body. So Krishna fulfilled that desire also. So when Bhishma Dev was lying in the bed of arrows, Krishna personally came. And then he, now, and how Krishna glorifies Bhishma Dev? He says, now, all the Yudhishthira, all these people are there. Now Bhishma Dev is going to speak. Like Yudhishthira said, now you inquire from Bhishma Dev about the dharma. So he is lying in the bed of arrows. What are you asking? He is already lying in the bed of arrows and you are asking him to speak on the dharma. But Krishna wanted to glorify my devotee. Even though he may be in a very precarious condition, he is surrounded with all these weapons and everything, and the arrows are piercing, still he can speak very authoritatively dharma. So then Bhishma Dev spoke all the dharma. This is like all the moksha dharma. So many things he spoke. So this is all recorded in the Vishnu Sahasranam. Like this is a, so everything he spoke. So this is the, so the devotee wants to glorify the Lord and the Lord wants to glorify the devotee. So this is the transcendental reciprocation. It's only in the spiritual world happen. Material world, nothing. You do something, they will take the credit. Okay? And then you will be just left with whatever this thing. So here, the spiritual world, Lord is trying to serve the devotee and the devotee is serving, trying to serve the Lord. This is this reciprocation is going on. So here, Prabhupada continues here. It is said in the Brahma Samhita that devotee being elevated in love of God always sees Shama Sundar, the supreme personality of Godhead within their hearts. So where does Brahma says this? Remember? Brahma says this. Premanjana Premanjana Churita Bhakti Vilochanena Santas Sataiva Hridayeshu Vilokayanti Yam Shama Sundaram Achintya Gunaswarupam Govindam Adi Purusham Tamaham Bajami. This is Brahma. These are all the prayers actually. Because see, if every day we don't have to invent anything, we don't have to write new poem, poetry, all this, we don't have to do anything. We just want to read. Like Prabhupada has already done everything for us. He has written Bhagavad Gita, he has written Bhagavatam, he has written all the commentaries. Our thing is, we just read and we distribute. That's it. That is our business. Our business is very simple. We don't have to reinvent something. We don't have to do all this big drama, big circus, nothing. We don't have to do anything actually. Just read Bhagavad Gita, try to understand, try to distribute. And this month is special because devotees are working very hard. For what? Distribute the books. Why? By distributing the book. Because what is the scarcity? If you understand, what is the scarcity? There is no scarcity of engineers, doctors, lawyers, this one, that one. There is no scarcity. Because this knowledge has to be given. Why people are suffering? Why do you think people are suffering?
Because of Maya.
Oh, this is like you should be here. You understood all the crux actually. Because of Maya. Yes. Because we have forgotten Krishna, that is why we are suffering. Correct? We have forgotten Krishna. That's why Maya has caught hold of us actually. Krishna Bhuliya Jeev. Because we have forgotten Krishna. This is the Aushadha. Aushadha is with us actually. We have the Aushadha. Bhava Aushadha. Because this Aushadha, it can cure all these diseases. But now what you want to do? You want to keep, go to a safe bank, locker, lock it and keep it there. That's it. Is it? No. You don't want to do that. You want to give this to others also. Distribute this other so that they also get the benefit. This is what the Vaishnava called Paradukka Dukki. Paradukka Dukki means if somebody is suffering, the Vaishnava is not going to sit back, oh, okay, keep on suffering. No. You just want to give this knowledge so that they can get out of this suffering. The forgetfulness of Krishna. So this is devotee's business, is go to wake this. Okay, now Prabhu, this is the situation. Forgotten Krishna, this is the Bhagavad Gita. Krishna says all these things. So by giving this knowledge, then at least their spiritual life starts. This is what the whole idea. That's why Prabhupada was very particular that these books for distribution, not only for distribution, for reading also. Sometimes Prabhupada said that also. This books is not only for distribution, it's for reading also. Read this book. We give to them, but we have to read also. So we have to read, we have to equip ourselves, and then we distribute also. So this is the very wonderful thing. So here, Prabhupada says this, it is said in Brahma Samhita that devotees being elevated in love of God always see Shama Sundar, the supreme personality of God within their hearts. But when they are mature, the same God is visible before them face to face. So this is a, they always see, Premanjana, this Prema Anjana. Anjana, like Amrutanjana, Amrutanjana, this one Anjana. But this is Premanjana. This you have to, Amrutanjana only headache will go. But if you put Premanjana, the whole Krishna will be visible actually. You can completely see. Amrutanjana means Janduba. You may be asking what is Amrutanjana. So this is like a, when you put Premanjana, then you will see always. Premanjana churita bhakti vilochanena santa sataiva hridayeshu vilokayanti. You always see Krishna in that heart. Yam shama sundaram achintya guna swarupam govindam. This is a, Brahmaji is praying like that. So here, and that Lord, when you see in the heart of heart, he personally comes also, gives darshan, do all this. This is a very wonderful thing. Prabhupada says here, then the next line, when they are mature, the same God is visible before them face to face. For ordinary persons, Lord is not visible. However, when one can understand the significance of his holy name and one engages himself in devotional service of the Lord, beginning with the tongue by chanting and tasting prasad, then gradually the Lord reveals himself. Where does the Shastra says Lord will reveal himself? We need to study, no? Because where, Lord reveals, okay, well, Lord reveals. No, but where does he say? Where is the Shastra? Where Prabhupada, whatever he quotes, it's always there. Prabhupada never quotes out of anything. Just, Prabhupada says something, mean it is somewhere corroborated, somewhere substantiated by someplace else. Where is Prabhupada says this? Hridi Sannivishta. Okay, but here, this is a little bit different. So that is also correct. But what here Krishna is saying, or Prabhupada is saying, is when one understands the significance of the holy name and one engages in the devotional service of the Lord. So that is underlined. When you engage in devotional service of the Lord, beginning with the tongue, I'll give a Atasri Krishna Namadi Nabhave Grahyam Indriye Sevan Mugi Jivado Swayam Yeva Spurati Ata. Atasri Krishna Namadi Nabhave Grahyam Indriye. This Atasri Krishna Namadi, Sri Krishna Namadi, all these things, Atasri Krishna Namadi Nabhave Grahyam Indriye. The senses are blunt. Can't even cut the butter of knife. What can you do actually with that knife? So this is the senses are blunt, and what we are trying to understand? The Supreme Lord. Atha Sri Krishna Namadi Nabhavet Grahyam Indriye Sevan Mukihi Jivado. Sevan Mukhi. Only you enter devotional service, then Swayam Yava Spratita. This is Krishna automatically reveals himself. You don't have to go to do all the research, PhD, DhD, all this. You don't have to do anything. Krishna will automatically reveal. So this is a process of revelation. It is not like Prabhupada always says that it is not a what educational qualification you got, MBA, BA, PhD, all this. No, that is not going to help. What is going to help is by engaging in unalloyed devotional service, Krishna reveals himself. So then it becomes easier. Krishna automatically, like for example, you want to see, like which president you want to see? You want to see president of India or US? Poor, doesn't matter. So I just want to see somebody. So I want to see, very big difficulty. I don't want to see anyway. Otherwise, there's another problem. But if he wants to see me, there's no problem. He will just send one car and send one person. He will come and take me there. It is easy. Same way, you engage in unalloyed devotional service. Krishna wants to see. Hey, I want to see. What is this person doing? Let me go and have darshan of him. You want to go and darshan of the Lord. Lord comes and have darshan of you. Sometimes this is the wonderful reciprocation. So that is why Sevan Mukihi Jivado Swayam Eva Spuratyada. Seva, this is the whole idea. What are we chanting? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. So this is asking for Krishna, oh energy of Krishna, Srimati Radharani, please engage me in your service. Somebody can, Prabhuji, can you do me? Oh no, I'm chanting my rounds. Chanting your rounds, but what if chanting your rounds, what does it mean? Seva, you are asking for Seva, and the Seva is coming. No, no, Prabhu, I am chanting my rounds. Yeah, you chant your rounds, but you are asking. This is like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he was a baby Nimai, he was doing this, this one Brahmana came to his house, that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's this thing. So he, the father, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's father, welcomed him and gave all these things. And then, so I want to make an offering and Bala Gopal, I want to offer. He made the offering and then he kept the offering. And before he started ringing the bell, then this baby Nimai came and he ate that. Then the Brahmana got very upset. What is this?
Okay, no, no, again you call, please, please, this boy is very disturbing. You please take him. And then again make another offer. He's all continuing, this leela continues for two times, three times, again and again he's coming and then at last midnight, 12 o'clock. And again this offering is going on again. The this Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Nimai, is sitting there and he comes. Then he said to the Brahmana, hey, what is this? You are ringing the bell, you are coming, come and have, but I am coming, you are saying you are getting upset. Then he showed, I am the same Balagopal. So this is like a, so same way, this is like a, when you do seva to Krishna, then automatically Krishna reveals himself. So this is where there was one great Banaras Hindu University vice chancellor. You know what is his name? Previously, not now, now we don't know. There was one, this vice chancellor, he came to visit Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Maharaj. He came and he had some philosophical questions to ask Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Maharaj. Maharaj was busy, so he said, you ask this person who is doing some cleaning in that paraphernalia room. He's a Benares Hindu University Vice Chancellor. He's a very big personality. And he's asking this person who is sitting there in the paraphernalia room doing washing, cleaning, like, ask him. But anyway, he didn't argue, oh, I am a big person. You are asking me to go and ask that person. He's unpaid. You want to go and ask that person. No, he didn't ask all this. He went and asked. And they said, oh no, we are busy. Just do a little bit of seva here. Just you are doing some cleaning something, washing something. So he was also doing half an hour. Then Bhakti Siddhanta Sarmara called, okay, please come. What was your question? Oh, my questions are already answered. So, what is the meaning? Meaning is, you had some questions to ask and you just did little bit of service to Krishna and Krishna immediately reveals this. Krishna, how he reveals? Because this is tesha ayatesha evanakam partham aham ajnana chamtamaha kashayami atma bhavasto jnana deepena bhasvata. Krishna is saying this anukampartham. He is so kind. Oh, you are doing some service and you want to, okay, I'll just give the understanding. Krishna gives understanding actually. Krishna gives the understanding. Krishna gives the knowledge. That sloka Prabhu quoted. Like, aham sarvasya. This is like, sarvasya chaham hridisanni vishto madaha smriti jnanam apohanam cha vedhaisya sarvair aham eva vedyo vedanta krut vedavit eva chaham. Krishna is situated within the heart. He sees, oh, you are showing so much sincerity. I will give. Just, he makes the fire. Like, but this is what, only as a living entity, what we can do? Only desire. That's it. Nothing else. We are not capable of doing anything. Everything has to be fulfilled by him only. What we can do is we can only do desire. Whether desire Krishna or desire? How you forgot Maya? I thought you were going to say Maya. Whether you are going to say desire Krishna or desire Maya? If you desire Krishna, no problem. Krishna will unlimitedly supply. When you desire Maya, Krishna will unlimitedly supply that also. So only thing we have is desire. What we desire. If we desire Krishna, Krishna will fulfill that. No, I don't want Krishna. Even if you have to go away from Krishna, you need Krishna's mercy to go away also. Krishna only has to give intelligence to go away. You can't just forget Krishna just like that. Okay? For forgetting Krishna also, you have to depend on Krishna. Krishna has to give forgetfulness, then only you can forget. And remembrance also, Krishna only has to give remembrance, then only you will remember. So that is such a nice, Krishna is so merciful. So by just rendering devotional service, this person, he just understood. All the imports of the Vedas, I understood everything. Why? Because rendering, so this is rendering service to Krishna is very, what is the biggest service we can render to Krishna? Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Nachatasmat manushyesu kaschin me priyakrittama. But biggest service we can do Krishna, yes, chanting Hare Krishna, doing this and doing that, doing all these things are important. But important service, Krishna karya, Krishna karma, is you give this knowledge so that the Krishna's burden, Krishna doesn't have any burden, but still Krishna also has anxiety. What is Krishna's anxiety? When this fellow is going to come back. This fellow is thinking that I am going to enjoy here and I am trying to get happiness out of this place. As Vaikuntha, he is waiting. He is waiting, and when is this person going to turn to his face towards him? And he personally comes. He canvasses like a tourist operator. He says, you please come. Nadat bhasayate suryo nasasanko napavakaha yadgatvana nivartante tadhama paramamma. You come back to my abode. But we are not interested. We are just sitting here. One bedroom in Bentley, I am very happy. One bedroom here. What is he? He is giving Vaikuntha completely. Take Vaikuntha. No, I am here, sir. I am very, very happy here only. What is this? We should be interested. That is why Krishna comes and performs this super excellent pastime so that our mind can be attracted towards him. So this particular man, where we have the special Gita Jayanti, is the Bhagavad Gita was spoken, it's very, very important actually. We have to be attached to Bhagavad Gita. Because like we are attached to so many things, reading this Janasatta, Indian Express newspaper, all that, we are so much attached. Every morning, 1 hour they will spend in reading Hindu newspaper, like in, especially in Chennai and other. 1 hour, as if like big reading Shastra, not like big Vedic Shastra they are reading. 1 hour they will spend each and every letter. They will not even miss one letter out of this thing. Maybe Janasatta or Hindustan Times, something you will be reading. But what is the use actually? There is a waste of time. Okay, you want to read? Yes, you read at least what is happening. Here something, here there bomb, there is that. Some news you have to understand. But you don't have to spend that much time. Instead of that time, you little bit of read Bhagavad Gita, little bit of Bhagavatam. Then the whole life is successful. Little bit only. Krishna is not asking to big Vedic scholar, big educator. No, Krishna doesn't ask all this. Just a little bit only. This little bit of Bhagavad Gita. And Shankaracharya says in Bhajagovindam, Bhagavad Gita, Kinchita Dita, Ganga, Jalalava, Ganika Pita, Sakratapi Yena Murari Samarcha, Kriyate Tasya Yamena Nasarcha. The person who reads little bit of Bhagavad Gita, Kinchita Dita, Ganga, Jalalava, Ganika, even little bit of Ganges water, Murari Samarcha, little bit of discussion about Murari, our Supreme Lord. What happens? Yame Nana Sarcha. With that person, you don't have to have any argument with Yamaraj. Who wants to have argument with Yamaraj? Huh? We don't want to have any argument with Yamaraj actually. Yamaraj is a devotee. That way we want to see him, but not, you don't want to go to Yamaloka and have his this thing. So that is the whole idea. So we want to take this advantage of this opportunity of this special month where Bhagavad Gita is spoken, and it is our book. We have to be attached. Bhagavad Gita, we have to know. We have to know at least key slokas, we have to understand what Krishna says. It is our duty. It is then. See, if we, this is like a solid foundation. How the foundation will be? If you are big building you want to build, and then the building has to be very strong and stable, what we should do? Put the astivara properly. Foundation. Foundation has to be very strong. If you put the foundation on a lake, what will happen? This is what happened. Chennai, so all these flats are falling down. Like London Bridge is falling down, and all the houses they are all falling down actually. Because what? The foundation is not strong. If the foundation is not strong, then what are you going to do? So in our life also, spiritual life also, if a foundation, what is the foundation? Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam is the foundation. Otherwise, why are you reading Bhagavad Gita? Wasting time. I think I'm wasting time. If you don't understand fully, then we'll say, I think I'm wasting time. I should be reading this other nonsense. But if we are very strong, then we'll say, you are nonsense. You have to read Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita is my life and soul. This, by reading this only, I can come out of this. Then we can say. So for that purpose, we have to read. We have to understand. So Lord is very merciful. And this is what our whole human form of life is, for that only. Not nothing else, actually. All other things are secondary. Only main purpose is how we understand the Lord, how to develop the love of Godhead, and then that is going to protect us like a complete going back home to Godhead. So here in this sloka, Srila Prabhupada concludes here, thus the devotee constantly sees the Lord within his heart, and in a more mature stage, one can see the same Lord directly as we see everything else. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Yomam Pashyati Sarvatra Sarvam Samayi Pashyati Tasyaham na pranashyami, sasamaya na pranashyati. The person who sees me everywhere, he will never last to me. Because he sees everywhere and I always see him. So this is like, there is a transcendental reciprocation between the Lord and his devotee. So this is a devotee always sees Krishna, and then, so wherever, whatever he sees a mountain, we don't see only the mountain. What is there? It is just a mountain. There is a mountain we see, Krishna is behind the mountain. Krishna is the source of the mountain. You see anything beautiful, you see Krishna. That mood we have to develop. Not just sometimes, you don't go for any picnic. Yeah, we also go for picnic. But we don't just go only see the natural scene and all this. No, we see behind. Who is behind? Who created this? Who is the person behind all this? That we see, then our seeing is perfect. Otherwise, just see here and go there and see all this. So that's why we have to train our eyes, like a premanjana. Train our eyes in such a way, wherever we go, we see God. Wherever we see Krishna. You drink water, see Krishna. You see the sun, you see the moon, you see the this thing, you see everything you can. See, Krishna gives in Bhagavad Gita. Everywhere, like he says in the, especially in 10th chapter, all these things he has given to remember him. If you remember Krishna, then our life is success. So that is the whole idea. So already time is up. And so we just want to take this opportunity of this special month of Gita Jayanti and also book distribution marathon. So we want to do as much as possible. We may not be, we should not hesitate. Oh, I am not this, that qualified. Yes, that's what we have to distribute actually. Sometimes people say, I am not qualified. Yeah, we have to become qualified. That's why by distributing one book, we also become qualified. Little bit. We don't have to do big, we don't have to give big bhashan, big this thing. Just this book. One devotee used to, my spiritual master saved me. I read this book. Please read it. That's it. You don't have to be a big orator, big this thing, eloquent speaker. Nothing is needed. Just, if you please read this book. My spiritual master saved me, you please read this book. And if you know what, if you can say something, say something. So that's it. We can do that. And if you can't do that, sometimes now we find it like we feel shy or anything. No problem. You distribute the books. You keep the books as a gift. Nobody will mind. In a Christmas time. Correct. Yeah, so many books are there, cookbooks are there, higher taste, all these books are there. Depending on the crowd, you buy something and distribute. Because this way, whatever the hard-earned money you are putting, that is also book distribution. Don't think that you stand in the street and then keep on distributing. That is only book distribution. That is also book distribution. But other way of book distribution is, you put your hard-earned money, $100, you buy 10 books or 15, they always have some packets. Already we have packets there. So you take the book and give it to them. Christmas gift. Instead of giving any other gift, this is the best gift. You love somebody? Yes, give this book. That way that person doesn't have to take birth again in the material world. They may not understand. They may not appreciate. They think, hey, what is this? I was thinking you are going to give some nice this thing. But they don't understand. But once they read what the benefit they are going to get, at that time they will, oh, this person, 2015 December, they gave me this book. That is why I am here. And this Krishna conscious movement. Then that's why I'm going back home to Godhead. And then when they are going back home to Godhead, the other Pushpa Vibhana will be waiting for you to go back home to Godhead. Like Dhruva Maharaj's mother. What happened to Dhruva Maharaj's mother? Dhruva Maharaj's mother gave one instruction. What did he give instruction? Your desire only God can fulfill. So then where is God? God. All the sages are in the forest. God may be in the forest. That's it. So when Dhruva Maharaj, when he was going back home to Godhead, he was thinking, my mother, poor mother, oh, then that's it. When he thought about that, immediately that Pushpa Vimana was waiting for her also. So thinking about, see, this is the situation. Just you give little bit of Krishna to them, you become so much of benefit for you. Do yourself so much benefit actually. So much benefit Krishna is giving. Same way, that's why you distribute books. So all your tickets are already booked actually. Now you have to book others' ticket. Your tickets are already booked. You know, not through valuable, but through some genuine. You already booked. Tickets are booked. You are ready for takeoff. Because you already distributed books. You already come here. You participated. You heard Bhagavad Gita. Heard Bhagavatam. Rendered some devotional service. You can't go. You can't escape actually. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will not leave. That's when the Shikana like this whole thing. Just that's it. Even if you just do anything, he will call, hey, come out. He will pick up. But we have to be careful also. So, but now, okay, now I am going back home to Godhead. Okay, that's it. Bye-bye. No, Prahlad Maharaj said, I don't want to come alone. I want to take everyone. This is a Goshti Anandi. Not just I am all happy. I will my devotional service, my prasadam. That's it. Nothing. I am not worried about anyone. No, not like that. We want to give others also. That is what the devotees are working hard. And I also request, Prabhupada is requesting all the acharyas, this will please them. If you are not able to distribute book, don't worry. You give, buy some books. You have hard-earned money. The money was earned in through various means, questionable, non-questionable, we don't know. But better, some money, use that in Krishna's service. That way, that will be indemnified. Krishna will know, you are trying to distribute my knowledge. That's it. So we do that. And sometimes, like people will say, I have this book. Oh, you have this book? But take it anyway. You give it to somebody else. Because people always come for excuses. Like they will have some excuse. Everything there is an excuse. But in supermarket, when you go or the Target buyer, you know, oh, excuse. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think I need to have this. I need to have that. I need to have this. Everything will, what we need to have. I ought to have it. But when Bhagavad Gita, nobody feels I ought to have it. They're like, so we have to change that mentality. Not devotees, others I'm saying. So we have to give. Okay, if you don't have, you take this. Sometimes they, don't worry, even if they don't give money, that's not a problem. What is this $5, $10? You'll, when, see, they say, when you give, they give, they, you get that, they give their life to Krishna. We are doing your job actually. This is a sales pitch actually. Book distribution. So this is, if you do that, then you become very dear to Krishna. Very, very dear to Krishna. That's why everybody should take a responsibility. It's like a society will not run like, oh yeah, this is his Prabhu's responsibility, his responsibility, he will do everything. No, if everybody thinks like that, then how things will work? I have to take my responsibility. Yeah, okay, I don't have time. Oh, you don't have time? No problem. You give $100 and get some 10 books. And you give it to others. And if you're not able to give it to others, you give it to them. They only give. But what is important is your contribution towards the book distribution. Correct? Your contribution. What is, like, we are like a squirrel. Big, big jambavans are throwing big, big boulders. Hanumanji is throwing big, big boulders. Correct? But we are like a small squirrel. But what we can do something. Like, I'll buy 10 books. Okay, I'll try to distribute. Keep the book in the office. Cookbook. Higher taste. Nobody will mind. Especially Christmas time, nobody will mind gifts. Correct? Nobody will take offense also. You go and give it to your boss. You are getting so much money from the company, you give it to the boss. Sometimes we are very hesitant. Hesitant. Oh, what will you think about? What will you think anyway? Otherwise also they will be thinking something. Thinking about you something they will be thinking. So let them think something. What is the big problem? But what benefit you are getting? You are getting closer to Krishna. You are getting so much dearer to Krishna. That is more important. So this is what a special opportunity created by Prabhupada. And all the devotees are working hard. I humbly request, please take some books, buy some books or distribute some books or you read some books also. That way you will be able to say what is there in that. Otherwise there will be just somebody will ask. Some people are very tricky. They will ask, what is mentioned there? I don't know anything. I'm just distributing. We don't want to be caught in that situation. So we distribute that books also. Please do that. That will please Prabhupada. Prabhupada says, what will please him? It's written that pamphlet. That will please him. If Prabhupada is pleased, your journey back home, back to Godhead is guaranteed. So, thank you very much. Nirantara Srimad Bhagavatam ki
jai.
Srila Prabhupada ki
jai.
I'm not a grahastha.